In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today we continue our discussion about healing through redemption and resurrection. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So for the last few episodes, we've been talking about death, about redemption and resurrection. Well, admittedly, on a human level, it is not easy to get past our fears when it comes to our inevitable natural death. However, we truly have nothing to fear. Only Jesus can heal us from our natural fears. Yes, only Jesus can save us from our natural fear of death. We are called to trust in Jesus. Jesus wants to and will relieve our burden. Listen to what Jesus has to say in John 14, 1-3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. End of quote. Listen, Jesus is God. He is the truth. And so we can take him at his word. We can count on his promise. He does not want your heart to be troubled. And he gives me the remedy. He says, trust in God still and trust in me. Well, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust that there are many rooms in your Father's house. I trust that you would not have told me this if it were not true. And Jesus, I believe and I trust that you are going to prepare a place for me. Listen, Jesus has prepared a place for you. You can count on this. You and I are in such good hands. Jesus says, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. Jesus loves us. He wants us with him. He will see to everything good for us, as long as we do not choose to turn our back on him. Now, having said all this, it is good to strive to prolong our lives here on earth through reasonable means. Life is such a magnificent gift in so many ways. Every moment of your life, as I have said, is a gem. It is a beautiful gift from God. God, our Father, wants you, wants me to live our life to the full and make the best of our lives, especially for the good of others and for God's glory. Jesus came to give us life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Yes, that you might have life to the full. Quote, I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. John 10:10. Jesus brought the dad he encountered back to life. He, the giver of life, knows very well its value. Jesus knows very well the value of your life. Quote, "This God of ours is a God who saves. To the Lord Yahweh belong the ways of escape from death." Psalm 68:20. Jesus was deeply moved by natural death. Jesus wept at the death of his friend Lazarus before raising him from the dead. His empathy and compassion are infinitely beyond all the empathy and compassion ever mustered by everyone combined who ever lived and will ever live. Quote, Jesus said in great distress, with a sigh that came straight from the heart, "Where have you put him?" They said, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. And the Jews said, "See how much he loved him." John 11, 33-37. And this is how much Jesus loves each of us, how much he loves you. He loves you unconditionally and infinitely. Jesus our Lord brought Lazarus back to life. Quote, "He cried in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, here, come out!' The dead man came out, his feet and hands bound with bands of stuff and a cloth round his face. Jesus said to them, 'Unbind him, let him go free.'" John 11, 43-44. Only Jesus can unbind us and set us free. And know this, Jesus came to set you free. Oh yes, this is true. He came to set you free. But we should keep in mind that we are in a transitory pilgrimage here on earth, leading to eternal life in heaven. Do you know that everyone Jesus brought back to life eventually died? They were merely given an extended, precious time here on earth to complete their mission prior to entry into eternity. For each of us who have sincerely repented and sought the mercy of Jesus, I think we can safely say that death, followed by a merciful, purifying period of time in purgatory for many of us, and then our entry into heaven, is the definitive healing God has in store for us. At that point, all pain and suffering will be behind us. There will only be peace, happiness, and total fulfillment left as we behold the face of God. And those of us who are so blessed to be Catholic have the great gift of the sacraments, including the source and summit of the Christian life, the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus, who we receive in Holy Communion. And we have the sacrament of penance, also known as confession, where we confess our sins directly to Jesus. Yes, to the priest who is in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And we are assured in that sacrament that our sins are forgiven and washed away in the blood of Jesus. And we have the beautiful sacrament of the anointing of the sick as well. And what a beautiful sacrament the anointing of the sick is. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1532, tells us, "The special grace of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick has as its effects the uniting of the sick person to the passion of Christ for his own good and that of the whole church, the strengthening peace and courage to endure in a Christian manner the sufferings of illness or old age, the forgiveness of sins if the sick person was not able to obtain it through the sacrament of penance, the restoration of health if it is conducive to the salvation of his soul, and the preparation for passing over to eternal life." End quote. You see, Jesus and his church are so incredibly merciful and loving in providing us with the sacraments. That is because Jesus loves us infinitely beyond our imagination. He does not want us to be separated from him, so much so that he laid down his life in an unbelievably bloody and painful manner to save us from our sins so that we can be with him for all eternity. perfectly happy with him. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? I want to ask you a question. What can separate us from the inexhaustible love of God? What can separate us? Nothing, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you understand this beautiful thing that I'm sharing with you here? Do you understand? Do you think that maybe death can separate us from the love of God? Maybe you think that angels can separate us, or maybe something going on in your life today, presently, or maybe something in the future can separate you from the love of God. Maybe you think that some creature or person is able to separate you from the love of God. Well, here's the answer. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Quote, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, not powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8, 38, 39. That is clear. Romans 8, 38, 39. Nothing can separate us. Nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Death cannot kill love. Death cannot kill love. As a matter of fact, death inflames love. Praise Jesus. And may we always remember and pray with deep love for our beloved family members and friends, as well as those with no one to remember or pray for them. You see, those who are in heaven and those who are in purgatory, with God's permission and assistance, remember and watch over us. And when the time comes that our Lord Jesus calls us and tells us that our time is up, we should be ready with his help to meet him in peace, seeking and trusting with complete confidence in his mercy. Jesus told Saint Faustina, "Proclaim that mercy is the greatest attribute of God." When we leave this earth, we will, after all, be meeting the one we have loved and who loves us, who loves you. We'll be right back with more Forming Faithful Families.
You'll find A Little Bit of Yesterday that will delight you today online at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families, a 501c3 public charity honoring home, faith, and family life. Here, you'll find books, CDs, and programs to strengthen your family in the faith, produced by the parents of 14 children who share what God has taught them along the way. At the Family Hearth General Store online, shop too for inspirational faith-based unique gifts for special family occasions. Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, gourmet coffees and teas, antique samplers, jewelry, classic books, and folk art figurines, plus all kinds of good things that Christian families hold dear. Rediscover those familiar nostalgic treasures and traditions to keep around the family hearth, where old-fashioned values and treasured family traditions live on at FamilyHearthGeneralStore.com.
I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, FormingFaithfulFamilies.com, and we wrap up our reflection upon healing through redemption and resurrection. As we left off saying, mercy is God's greatest attribute. See paragraph 300, Diary of St. Faustina. Is that not wonderful and consoling that we have a God like this? A God who is infinitely merciful. A God who came not to save the righteous, but sinners like me. Yes, even big sinners like me. Jesus, we trust in you. And may we have confident hope that we will hear our beloved Lord Jesus welcome us into heaven with these words. Yes, I pray he will welcome you with these words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," Matthew 25:23. And to the point, I'd like to share a quote from Venerable Fulton J. Sheen from Your Life is Worth Living, The Christian Philosophy of Life, from the chapter entitled Heaven is Not So Far Away, page 318. I ask you to go back and think of some great moment in life when you really enjoyed the thrill of living. Then go back and think of a time when somebody told you a truth, or you studied and understood a great mystery. Then go to another moment of your life when you had the great spiritual ecstasy of love and wanted it to go on and on. Suppose you could take this moment of life, raise it up to a focal point where it became the Father. Take this truth, lift it up to infinity until it became the ecstasy of truth, namely the Son, and take that moment of love and internalize it so that it became the Holy Spirit. That would be a dim suggestion of heaven. Heaven is perfect life, perfect truth, and perfect love. I'm not afraid of going to hell. I'm only afraid of losing divine love. That is Christ. The reason I want to go to heaven is because I want to be with love. There will be many surprises there, people we never expected to see, and a number of people absent whom we thought would be there. Finally, there will be one great surprise, the greatest of all, that you and I are there. I will see you in heaven. End quote. Again, I was quoting Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen from Your Life is Worth Living. And let's jump into some healing scripture passages. Firstly, to Sirach 51, 6-12, which is very apropos to the subject we've just been discussing. It's also very relevant to my own life story. I was at the point of death. My soul was nearing the depths of the netherworld. I turned every way, but there was no one to help me. I looked for one to sustain me, but could find no one. But then I remembered the mercies of the Lord, His kindness through ages past, for He saves those who take refuge in Him and rescues them from every evil. So I raised my voice from the very earth, from the gates of the netherworld, my cry. I called out, O Lord, You are my Father. You are my champion and my Savior. Do not abandon me in time of trouble, in the midst of storms and dangers. I will ever praise Your name and be constant in my prayers to You. Thereupon, the Lord heard my voice. He listened to my appeal. He saved me from evil of every kind and preserved me in time of trouble. For this reason, I thank Him and I praise Him. I bless the name of the Lord. End quote. Perhaps this scripture passage rings very true in your life as well. Maybe you too have been at the point of death, perhaps many times over, or at least you felt as if you were at the point of death. Like me, you experienced your soul nearing the depths of the netherworld, and there seemed to be no one to help you. And like me, you looked, but you could find no one to sustain you. Yes, perhaps there were people that could help you in some way, but no one could give you all that you really needed. Because only God can fulfill this real need, this deep desire that He Himself has placed there in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits. And when we go through these troubles, these tragedies, these disasters, these crosses, this darkness, it is good, it is essential to remember the mercies of the Lord, those ever-present mercies, those mercies that are always extended by the Lord, that are never taken back. We must remember the kindness of the Lord Jesus through ages past, through our whole life, through every circumstance, through every adversity, through every blessing and joy. Yes, Jesus has been there with us, and he's been seeing to a great good in every instant and circumstance, in all places, in all things. Yes, we merely need take refuge in Jesus, take refuge in him, and he saves those who take refuge in him. He rescues them. He rescues them from what? He rescues them from every evil. As we have just read in this beautiful gift of Scripture, in this love letter, the assurance of God's personal love for you. Yes, that's what Scripture is. There are so many blessings for you there, just waiting for you to open your Bible so that they can be poured out upon you. Like blessed oil, like blessed holy chrism poured out upon your head. So when we find ourselves brought down into the very depths, we feel as if we are at the point of death. We need to raise our voice from the very earth, from the gates of the netherworld, and cry out, call out, oh Lord, you are my Father. And God is your Father. He is your good Father, and he hears you every time. He cares deeply, infinitely. And when you cry out to him in times of trouble, he comes to the rescue as your champion, your savior. God is your champion and your savior and your Father, the best Father. So just call out to God and say, please do not abandon me in time of trouble, in the midst of storms and dangers. And your Heavenly Father answers, are you kidding? I would never abandon you. We'll be right back with more on this healing scripture passage. My wife, Kathleen, is an attorney who gave up her law career when our first child was born. She is an author, spiritual director, and holds a master's in pastoral theology.
Jim and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple as speakers for your event. Married for 34 years, they are parents of 19 children, 14 living, and 5 in heaven.
My husband Jim is an entrepreneur, radio host, and cancer sojourner. Together or individually, we offer talks on a variety of Catholic themes relating to marriage and family life.
They also offer a parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life formation in service to the new evangelization. Find out more at formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton, Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We pick up on our reflection upon Sirach 51, 6 to 12. So when you are in times of trouble, adversity, crosses, darkness, tragedies, disasters, when you find yourself in the depths, though you may be tempted, do not ever think that God has abandoned you. God will never abandon you. He will especially not abandon you in times of trouble. When storms come, when dangers come, and they will come, they are part of the stuff of life. Know this for certain. Hold on to this. God is your Father and he cares. He's in command of every detail, of every circumstance of your life. He is protecting you. He is your champion. He is your Savior. He will never abandon you in times of trouble. In the midst of the storms, he is there. Call upon him. He will calm the storm in his perfect time, in his perfect way, for your perfect good. He will. Not he might, he will. And so we pray, I will ever praise your name, Lord. And here's one of the secrets. The writer of this scripture passage says, I will be constant in my prayers to you, even when, and especially when we do not feel like it, let's be constant in our prayers to God. We will find strength there in our prayer. We will find peace there. We will find power there, the power of the Holy Spirit that God wants to pour out upon us, to activate within us, because the Holy Spirit is already dwelling in His temple, and that temple is you. Let's call on the power of the Holy Spirit, on the help of the Holy Spirit at all times. And the Lord will hear your voice. He will listen to your appeal. And He will save you from evil of every kind. He will preserve you in time of trouble. So when you're in time of trouble, and troubles come, they come quite often sometimes, know that God, your Father, is preserving you. He's protecting you. He's saving you. He's your champion. God has preserved you. He's preserved me up until this very moment, our entire lives. And for this reason, and for so many reasons, more than we can count, let's thank God. Let's praise God, our Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Most Holy Trinity. Let's bless the name of the Lord. He is worthy of our blessing. He is worthy of our thanks. Would you agree? I'm sure that you do agree. And what a beautiful prayer that is, the prayer of thanksgiving. Let us tell God what it is that we need, and let us thank Him in advance for answering our prayer in such a beautiful, perfect, timely way. Every time, all the time. And remember, God has made you very good at heart. In fact, you are His masterpiece. And as long as we have Jesus, we have everything. I'm Jim Littleton, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.